Last Sunday scrutiny gospel from the fourth Sunday of Lent, cycle A. The giving of sight to the man born blind. Jesus is the light and life of the world. In today's scrutiny gospel from fifth Sunday of Lent, cycle A, recounts another sign or miracle found in John's Gospel, the raising of Lazarus from the dead. Show us Jesus giving light and life to particular human beings as our catechumens move closer to the celebration of their baptisms at Easter. The gospel today calls us to reflect on baptism as a dying and rising with Jesus. In baptism, we join ourselves with Christ. With Martha and Mary, we are called to profess our belief that Jesus is indeed the resurrection and the life. The fifth Sunday of Lent, cycle C, gospel reading the scribes and the Pharisees who accused and presented a woman caught in adultery. They asked Jesus' opinions, not just to embarrass him, but to do away with him. They figure that anything Jesus will say will get him into trouble. Jesus gives them an unexpected answer. Let anyone among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her. The religious leaders leave one by one. They have no right to harm the woman caught in adultery. Neither do they have the right to condemn their fellow sinner, the adulterous woman. There are 3 points in the gospel. First, Jesus does not condone the sin, but purifies the sinner. God loves the sinner, but hates the sin. He does not abolish the Ten Commandments, but to fulfill the law. He wants to bring us the best, especially in those condemned by society. Second point, to forgive and be forgiven is a wonderful healing. Jesus, who spoke kindly to the adulterous woman, refused to condemn her and simply encouraged her to lead a more moral life in future. Mercy is a high priority in Jesus' value system. Jesus is the one who never condemns, even when we are most condemnatory of ourselves. What was Jesus writing on the ground? Some later manuscripts add the sins of each of them, probably the sins of the religious leaders. And the third point in the gospel, the woman does not deny her sin. She waits for the rain of stones. Nothing happens. Everything is quiet. what Jesus said to the woman, "I don't condemn you. Go on your way and don't sin." Jesus allows the woman to see a new freedom, a new life, a new opportunity to change, a new lifestyle, change and conversion. Not only is she saved from stoning, but he asked her to move on. Do not sin again. Don't give in to any trouble. Jesus asked, "Where are they?" The woman may very well reply, "They are gone." They realize they are also sinners in need of mercy. The lesson in this gospel is a very powerful one. It speaks of Jesus' love, forgiveness, and compassion. He was moved with pity, unending forgiveness for Jesus. It's hard to forgive because some of us don't know how to forgive. And some of us don't know how to ask for forgiveness. Forgiveness is always a complicated process that needs time and thought. Yet it is an obligation that Jesus considers essential for his followers, and he never misses an opportunity to stress its importance. God is a forgiving God and a just judge. In the sacrament of confession, God always forgives whatever sins we have committed. One of the last words of Jesus, he says, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." We do not expect God to forgive us once or twice or any limited number of times, but every time. Jesus points out that forgiveness knows no limit.